You're listening to Ann Mitch on Watch Us Go. And today I have with me Renee Hesselink from Kitchen 242, which is in downtown Muskegon. Hi, Renee.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. So, you know, before we actually get into the show, I wanted to, people to know a little bit about you. So if you could just like let us know, did you grow up in this area?
I did.
Where at?
I'm Muskegon Heights.
Oh, so right here with the rest of us. So yeah. Were you a Tiger?
I was until about ninth grade. Then I went to Muskegon Catholic.
Okay. All right. So we got a Tiger here. Wow. Okay. I'm a Big Red. I don't know if I ever told you
no,
that.
No, I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're like, but that's okay. That was a long time ago now. So I'm over it. But so, you know, I know you're like really involved in the kitchen. We're going to get right into that. But I was just wondering, how did you get involved in into the Kitchen 242? And for our listeners who don't know what Kitchen 242 is, actually part of our farmer's market downtown Muskegon. When we did our new build there, they part of the plans included a commercial kitchen.
Correct.
And the why don't you tell people what the purpose of the commercial kitchen is for?
Okay, well, it's we, you know, have an advisory committee that started probably 2.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And immediately tried to put a mission together on what we were going to accomplish with the commercial kitchen. So we decided that about 60% of the time was going to be spent nurturing entrepreneurs that maybe wanted to produce some kind of food product.
Sure.
And then bring that to retail market. And then 40% of the time available in the kitchen would be devoted to community activities like culinary classes, you know, teaching cooking skills and, you know, for community groups and
right.
Caterers that might want to use it for space when they were preparing for an event. Or we've even had some of our restaurants that, you know, participate in some of the festivals that have used the space to get ready for the festival.
So if we had somebody like maybe a new caterer who didn't have all of the space that they needed to be able to prepare their items and they had an event coming up, they could possibly like call you and you know, sign up and be able to use the kitchen.
Yes, definitely.
Which would be just huge because that will give you an opportunity to see, is this something that I like to do before you invest all kinds of money? Because we know how much money it costs to make a kitchen. We're figuring that out anyway, aren't we?
Yeah.
Along the way. So because the cost is so reasonable.
Right.
Incredibly reasonable. Every time I talk to somebody and I'm talking about the kitchen and, you know, we could rent that or whatever. Nobody really like blinks at me until I tell them, you know, this is how much it costs. Can you tell everybody how much this thing costs?
Yeah. For, you know, we've got a couple different costs.
Yes.
For someone who's just going to be using, you know, like a prep space, the tabletops, it's $12 an hour.
$12.
$12.
That's it. That's it. And it's not per person.
No, it's an hour.
Yeah, so. It's an hour. Yes.
And then if someone needs to use the ovens and, you know, all of the equipment under the range hood, then it's $15 an hour.
Yeah, a little bit more because of all the electricity and all those things that we have to pay with utilities. But imagine that. So $15 an hour, you could have like, you could put your own gathering together of your girlfriends or whatever and bake cookies, you know, for a few hours. In fact, we did that one time and we had a blast with it. But, and you split the cost between everybody, or you can do one of those where you make prepare dinners for a whole week or even a whole month and everybody gets all their recipes, all their items together and you rent the kitchen and you can go in there and have a lot of fun and put them all together and split them out. And what a great time and such a reasonable cost.
Yeah, definitely. And I was even talking to a local retailer yesterday and they have plans to expand their business, but they don't have any kind of commercial kitchen or range with
sure.
you know, ovens and everything in their space. And I looked at her and I said, gee, you know, you could come, make
you know.
Your things in Kitchen 242 and then take them to your retail space to sell, too. So, you know, probably a lot of people haven't thought about that.
No, wonderful solution, though. You know, it can be a temporary thing for them until they can get to that point. Or it's just, like we said, it's a good starting point to say, is this what I like? How much is it going to cost me? Or how much am I going to have to sell to make a profit?
Right.
And those are things that you help them with.
Yeah.
Along the way.
Yeah, we help, you know, entrepreneurs, you know, that maybe don't know where to start at
right.
all. You know, we have resources to direct them to that can help, that are experts in packaging and pricing their product. You know, there's quite extensive labeling that has to happen when you're going to do something like that. So helping them through that process, as well as all the food safety and regulations that they have to pay attention to and abide by. So we coach them through all of that.
So somebody with a special cookie recipe who actually wants to sell their cookies, we're not just going to throw you in the kitchen and let you be and let you figure it out. We're actually going to take some steps with you and like you said, and figure out the labeling and walk you through the steps of everything that you need to do to, you know, be able to sell these.
Right.
And maybe even market them at a store and you know, and get one of them to sign up and take your product too.
Yeah, and many of our entrepreneurs, or I would say all of them working in our space right now, sell through the farmers markets.
Yes.
So that's
because that's a guaranteed thing, right? If you are, if you've been accepted and you're an entrepreneur in the kitchen, that you get a space at the market?
Yes.
Yes. Which can be difficult to get in there because it's really busy in the summertime.
Right.
But these people are definitely get in there.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's been fun to watch the ones that are using the space now grow. You know, two of them approached me recently and said that, gee, you know, we're really thinking about having to add staff, which is exciting because that's
so
what
exciting.
We want to make sure happens is creation of jobs.
Yes.
And we've connected them to the Culinary Institute of Michigan for potential entrepreneurs or potential interns, I should say.
Yes.
So they're excited about that.
Right.
But, you know, I was thrilled that they're to the point where they can start thinking about hiring staff.
And you just recently had one of your entrepreneurs graduate from the system.
Yes. They will be opening their own retail space. I don't think they're quite there yet, but it'll be in Spring Lake and we'll continue to watch them grow as they move into their new space too.
But they started out at Kitchen 242.
Yeah.
And now we have, how many do we have currently?
Minus the one that just graduated, we have three entrepreneurs.
Three other ones. So can you tell us a little bit about their products and what they sell and how we could purchase those?
Sure. Well, they're all available at the Muskegon Farmers Market. They're all, as you know, and as I hope most people know, the market is open on Saturdays all year round.
Yes.
So
9 until 2. Yes.
Yeah, so come on down and find them. There's Bodai Tree Market, who does juicing, and they, you know, all of their ingredients are fresh in one bottle of juice. There's like 3 to 4 pounds of produce, fruits and vegetables, in one bottle of juice, so you don't drink it all at once.
No. I actually tried that. I wouldn't recommend that. Let's just say no.
And then we have Fresco Mercata, who's making fresh pasta. And then
we had that just the other night. It was so good. It was like a spinach kind. Oh, my gosh. It was so good.
Yeah,
yes.
He does a great job. And then Honor Yourself, which is it's granola made out of grain-free ingredients.
Oh,
so
really good. Really
good.
I have bought from all of them. I love their products. I mean, they're fantastic. They've all been with the kitchen for a while now.
Since the kitchen's only been open just about 2 years, they all have been with us at least a year or almost a year, some of them.
Right. And the reason they're still with us is because they continue to grow, which is so exciting, you know, because this is also your opportunity to try that out without putting a lot of funds into something and then finding out 3 months later that this is really not for me or that I have to make some changes. You don't have to have a lot of money invested by using the kitchen.
Yeah, and most entrepreneurs, you know, ours included, work full time.
Right.
So they do this on the side, kind of trying it out to see, you know, if they've had the passion to do something or the calling to do something, and then decide that, you know, I can get started at a pretty low cost, so let's try it, and then maybe I can eventually quit my full-time job.
Right. Oh, that's the dream of everybody, right?
Yeah, working for yourself.
Now, Renee, when you started out, I'm not exactly sure how that happened, but I know you started out as a volunteer. And when I say a volunteer, everybody, I mean somebody who puts in 40 hours a week. That was there. You're there all the time. In fact, I thought you were an employee for the longest time, and I found out that no, she just comes here on her own and does this.
Well, I was on the advisory committee when the kitchen, well, actually before the kitchen was even thought about too much, when the market was in process of moving. So that's when I got involved, and then we formed the committee to, you know, get the kitchen equipped.
Yes.
And then we kind of decided that, oh, what are we going to do to raise money to start funding some of the activities that we wanted to see happen? So I asked if I could just start some culinary classes as, you know, coordinating them. I'm not a chef.
No, but.
So we kind of started throwing some classes up there and, you know, see what happens. And that was in November or probably October of 2015. So over the year 2016, I know we offered around 100 culinary classes that happened at the kitchen.
Hugely successful too, I have to say as well.
Yeah.
You have like this wonderful brochure that we give out to everybody that's got all the classes listed and everything. Like, how many do we have offered right now just between January and April?
I would say I didn't count them this year.
Oh, sorry.
I'd say probably 25 or 30.
Okay.
In 4 months.
That's a lot. Yes. Yeah. And they're all like so many different varieties that we have. Like, some of these are for children. That we like, was it cupcake decorating?
We had a cupcake war.
Yeah, Cupcake Wars Junior sold out, of course.
Uh-huh.
A fun one there. Another one sold out. Warm Thoughts of Spanish Cheeses and Wines.
Yeah, we have two chefs that we work with. Chef Char Morris from the Whitehall area.
Yes.
And then Jamie Paquin, who formerly me and Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have several instructors. Like, that particular class was offered by the Cheese Lady.
Oh, yes.
And then we have someone
Love
who focuses stuff. On cake decorating, who's a Wilton-trained cake decorator.
And I missed that one. And then I saw pictures posted of that one and then saw two friends in there. And I'm like, oh, I was so upset. I'm like, I wanted to go to this. Why didn't you tell me? It looked like so much fun. Everybody got to decorate their own cake. But
yes.
With a professional person who actually knows how to make all those little designs and everything that I've always wanted to do. And all I do is just like throw on a can of frosting with my knife. I don't know how many other people do that, but that's what I do.
And I would say probably the majority of people do that. But we will repeat that class. We have held it before, so
good.
And both times it was sold out, so we will be repeating that.
I want to do that one, yes. And then the homemade pretzel bread or pretzel bowl and hearty soup that you have in there too.
Yeah.
I'd love to see how to make one of those bowls one day.
Yeah, that was a kids class that we offered last weekend. We had adults actually say, you know, I see it's a kids class, but can we come?
If we behave ourselves.
I said, as long as you don't mind being with a bunch of 7 to 13 year olds, you're fine. And they were, and they came, and they had fun. So.
Aww. I know a couple of times because some of these are just for adults, and they might say that or something. But if somebody has like an older acting child or something, I think, and it's borderline or whatever, you've you know, taken exception or something, depending on it. Yeah,
even some of our kids, or probably most of our kids' classes, parents usually like to hang around.
Sure.
Some of them will put an apron on and they'll want to be side by side with their child.
Right.
Maybe the child doesn't always want that. Or they help us wash dishes, or some will just sit and watch and take pictures. So, so it's up to the parent on how they want to interact, or they can just drop them off and come back 2 hours later and pick them up too. We have that situation. So
I like that option myself. But so we have like just to give you an example of some of these, we got spiral surprises from apples to zoodles. Let's decorate cookies for Easter, Asian noodle bowl with homemade noodles, cooking with smoked fish, traditional British fish and chips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the first time we've offered some of those classes. We try to think of new things every time we come out with a new brochure, but yet we have some of our good old standbys that we repeat because, you know, they've been
successful.
Love them. And people, you know, one of our more popular ones is salt black cooking.
Yes.
So if you've seen the Himalayan salt blocks, we went and bought a number of those to be able to offer that class, and we probably have offered it 4 or 5 times now. Especially popular, like an asparagus season.
Okay.
We can cook asparagus on the salt block.
Oh.
You can use the salt block on a grill or on the stovetop. So
okay.
You can, you know, I bought one for home and I've used it a couple of times at home, but I don't cook too much at home.
I don't cook like that. In fact, I've never seen one of those things that you've said, but I need to check it out because I keep hearing about it lately.
Yeah.
So it is probably something I need to check. And one of the classes I would love to get my husband in, and the only reason he won't go is because it does say for ages 7 to 15, and that will really make him stand out, was grilled paninis and healthy wraps, because my husband will not cook anything, and I mean nothing. And
yeah,
I keep saying, if I send you to some classes, will you at least attempt this? And that one looked like a good one to me because I thought he likes sandwiches, and if he could figure this out, he'd be happy.
Yeah, and we do have a number of men that participate in the classes too. So I think it was a pasta making class. We had a gentleman and his grandson come to the class. So.
Oh, that's so precious. And then, so most of these are, well, you have some on Saturdays, but we have Tuesdays and Thursdays. And so they're all over the place, different times. And so try to be flexible with everybody. And yeah. And now if there was an interest in a certain type of class, or they wanted to give suggestions or that, how could they do that to you?
They can email us at kitchen242@shorelinecity.com.
Okay.
We're always open to suggestions. I keep a little ongoing list to suggest to the chefs. The chefs pretty much decide what kind of theme they want to, you know, work with. But, you know, they're flexible for the most part and want new ideas.
Yes.
So.
Well, and we have, okay, so back to our kitchen. Our kitchen is actually quite large. I mean, like really big. Well, how many square feet do you think that is?
I'm thinking it's about 2,000, 2,500 square feet, somewhere in that range.
Probably bigger than most people's houses. That's how big this kitchen is. It's just huge. And we were really fortunate because the state just gave us some funds to put some needed upgrades in there in terms of more equipment. That's
yes.
what we, because so much of it we actually were items that were donated. So they're starting to break down, or we don't have everything that we had wished for. And we listen to our chefs and different people who use it, who say we could really use this or that. And so we're like really excited right now because we have this money that we're able to finally upgrade our hood system. Is
yes,
that right?
We're adding a second hood system actually.
Yes.
Because right now we have one stovetop and a double set of convection ovens, and we could use definitely two stovetops
yes.
at the same time. We have, you know, have portable burners that we're working with sometimes
uh-huh.
because we don't have the space. So under that second hood, we'll have another set of convection ovens and another stovetop, and we've got some other things like steam kettles. We're going to put a couple of steam kettles in there for soups and sauces. And, you know, we've got some other things on the list that we're still kind of debating on, but, you know, we'll get that construction scheduled for probably late April.
Okay. Well, and then I know, like one of the issues, and some of them are just logistics that you don't really, think of until you're actually actively using the kitchen. And one of them was, there isn't a sink over by the stove.
Right.
And that might not be a big deal to some people. But if you stop and think about this, everybody, so you remember how big the kitchen is. It's 2,500 square feet. So the sink is on the other side of the room. So you got this big commercial pot of pasta that you need to drain. You actually have to walk that all the way over, nice, hot, steamy, all that. Walk it all the way over to drain right now. So that's one of the things that we're going to be adding, right, is a kitchen or the sink that
yes.
we're hoping to put right there next to the stove.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll just make it so much nicer for everybody and safety-wise too, obviously.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So yeah, just things,
yeah.
you're right, things we didn't think of 2 years ago when we were putting this all together.
So much. So. And if you can picture this right now, we don't have a dishwasher either.
Manual.
I know, yeah. And we're talking like a lot of dishes, not like just a little bit. This is not just like dinner. This is like dinner for 100. That's the kind of dishes that we're dealing with, hand washing them. So we're hoping to be able to get a dishwasher.
Yeah,
we haven't quite figured that one out.
That will be one addition very many people will appreciate.
Yes, yes. So that's what we're kind of, yeah, that's where we're going right now. So you also, besides offering all of these classes, you offer like an
entrepreneurial.
Thank you. Yes. class every once in a while too that you put out there. so people can just come and find out more about what it is like to open up a food service business and exactly what it all entails and what the kitchen is and that, for just to get more information.
Yeah, because even just going through the food licensing process can be very complex and very confusing, actually, because sometimes, depending on what you're trying to do, it's kind of governed under the local health department. Like all the entrepreneurs that we have right now fall under the Michigan Department of Agriculture, so they oversee that license. But then we also have USDA, who controls meat products and dairy. And then we have, I just learned yesterday, that fish and, you know, seafood are regulated under the FDA.
Oh, no way.
So there's a fourth one.
I did not know that.
I did not either.
Do we have that license?
No. Oh, no. And we don't need that.
We could talk about that later. Never mind. Wow. So there's a fourth one. Well, that's like great. We'll keep working on those. So we even know how complex it is. When I say we, you've obviously been through this and all that. So for somebody who's brand new, who just has this wonderful recipe and just wants to be able to make it, that can be so daunting that it's easy to see why people would just like give up.
Right.
But that's what you're there for, to help them through that, because you're going to know every step that they have to take. So you're going to have the applications, or know where to get the applications.
Yeah.
And then when they have questions and that, you can answer them. Or if you don't have the answers, you know, I know you have all the contacts of everybody because you work with MDARD and the health department and whatever other, you know, organizations and that we use, and can definitely, so it's not a cold call for this person who's trying to call and get that information. You can do that sometimes for them as well.
Yes. And surprisingly, we get calls already from not just people in Muskegon County. We've got people calling, you know, I've got one that's been calling me from the Holland area that wants to use the kitchen and is confused on how, because her product involves meat.
Oh.
So she's been, you know, trying to figure this out. She was back and forth on whether she really wanted to do this, but she paid her way through college making these products and selling them. So she paid her way through school, and everybody keeps encouraging her to do it professionally and go retail.
Right.
And so she's trying to figure all this all out. So she's called me a few times.
Oh. And one of the reasons why I think people want to use our kitchen so much is, again, we have the second biggest farmers market in all of the state of Michigan.
Right.
So the idea that if you're in the kitchen, you automatically get that spot on a Saturday is just huge.
I mean,
so you can sell your product, you can get feedback from people, you can see how popular it is, you know, and take that feedback and be able to maybe tweak things, make them, you know, based on what people tell you.
Right.
Instead of, you know, making thousands of dollars of something and then finding out that, you know, it's not everybody's favorite.
Yeah, I think if you talk to our I know I've asked them the question, or they've offered the information about, you know, yeah, we wanted to come up with a new flavor, but didn't, you know, we think it's going to be popular, but will it really be? So they trial, you know, make a little bit of it and then test it. And, you know, they have their regular customers that come and visit them and buy products. So they, you know, feel comfortable asking those kinds of questions and getting that kind of feedback on something they want to try new.
Right. So not only do we have that, we also have where people can actually rent. We have a barn area, a nice big area. It's like holds 160 some people. So people that want to have an event, they could actually, you know, rent the kitchen as well. And we even have some chefs on hand that they could, you know,
utilize
one of our chefs,
you know, if they have that expertise.
Yep.
They could do it themselves and just rent the space, both the barn and the kitchen, if they wanted to have a big gathering of some kind.
And that would save a lot of money instead of hiring a caterer to come in and to make everything and for you, that if you have people like in your family or whatever that could actually make all these things and just needed the space, they could make it there and then serve, you know, maybe it's a wedding or a reception.
Correct.
Or something.
Yes.
Like that would be really, really good. So another way to utilize it, again, only $15 an hour and the cost of your ingredients instead of paying the caterer cost.
Right.
Big difference there. So there's so many opportunities there. And then we also have, the other one is we have the chalets. that are going to be put on Western this summer. And so I don't even know. I don't even know if I told you this, but yesterday I received an application from two of our vendors are going to go in together from the kitchen.
Oh, good, good, good. I knew they were working on it. So
I received it yesterday, and I've already left them a message telling them to come to a meeting and so we can talk about it and that. But I'm really excited about that. So they've actually gone together, and they're going to get one of these little tiny businesses and be able to have a shop on Western Avenue all summer long too.
Good.
Yes, as we try to work on where to get those products out at. And I know that they work with some of the local stores, or you help them with that too a little bit, and we have some contacts and that.
Yeah, we're trying to make connections with, you know, all of our locally owned retail spaces that would carry food, encouraging them to do some kind of Muskegon made section. And some of our Fresco Mercado, he is already in some of the retail spaces like Maggie's Gourmet Basket and
on Harvey.
Yeah, yeah. And then Pick and Pack on Henry Street.
Okay.
So some of them have gone out and made their own connections.
Good.
And then we hope to be able to put kind of a program together that will promote, you know, Made in Kitchen 242 or Made
sure.
in Muskegon. So.
Oh, I'm just so excited at the direction that the kitchen is going in right now. There's so much activity and just hearing so many positive parts to it, and people are enjoying it. There's classes. Now, I can see the classes are listed on Facebook.
Correct.
And you look up, how do you find that?
Kitchen 242 on Facebook.
Okay.
And then we also, all of the registration happens on Eventbrite.
Yes.
So if you go to eventbrite.com and Google Muskegon Farmers Market or Kitchen 242, it should, you know, search and find everything there for you, too.
Right. So you can go right in there and you can easily sign up for any of the classes you want. Now, I ran into somebody the other day, and I'm not kidding. This is what they said. They said, you've got to quit offering so many good classes. I have signed up for 11 of them. 11.
I know.
Good for us. Might need a little therapy there, but no, I was like, wow, she just like really enjoys it. She just has so much fun with it. So I was really excited to see all the interest that we have in the kitchen, but we want to hear from people too. Like, and you have offered, we've had grants before to offer like specialty classes.
Yeah, we have like a group like the Fruitport Lions, for example. I think they've sponsored 4 or 5 classes for kids. It's sort of a private event, but it's open to, you know, Nelson neighborhood kids. They've sponsored it for.
Sure.
So we get a bus, you know, of kids that come down. We limit the size of the class so that we make sure everybody gets good attention from the chefs and that everybody has a good working space. So usually the kids' classes are limited to 15 to 20 max.
Yeah.
But, you know, any group that wanted to sponsor it, you know, especially kids' class, we can help arrange that. So
that would be a great opportunity. And again, if they were interested in doing something like that, how should they get a hold of you?
They can email kitchen242@shorelinecity.com as well.
Okay. All right. I was just looking. Oh, you know what? We are like out of time. That went
so
fast.
Went fast.
I know it did, didn't it? Oh, no. Is there anything else? Well, we know, just to let everybody know, we have this book out there. You can pick it up at the farmer's market. This is laying out there. It's also some at City Hall at the City of Muskegon that you can pick up that actually has all the classes listed. If you can't make it there, you can go online to Kitchen 242. Has their own website. Just put that in. You'll be able to find that. Or go on Facebook. You can find it there, too. The other one is Eventbrite. And Eventbrite is B-R-I-T-E. So it's spelled a little bit different. Just to remind people about that. Those are all the places that you can find all of these classes listed. And then starting out in May, we have another book coming out. It'll be packed full, again, of all kinds of classes and offerings that we're going to, you know, be doing throughout the summer and into the fall. And you've got to take that opportunity to sign up for at least one class. I promise you, you won't regret it.
Yes.
Yes. So anyway, Renee, I want to thank you so much for taking your time out today and talking to everybody and letting them know about these exciting classes and for all the work and everything that you do. You know, obviously the commission really appreciated it. They actually made you officially a kitchen manager. So we figured, you know, she wasn't going to leave. So we might as well just like put her on the payroll. So we're just, like, so excited to have her with us. And she's been doing a fantastic job. And we definitely want to hear from you and any ideas you have. We're totally open to those. And until next time.